This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, is he sweet or tart? Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married 9 years, and this man is a trip. If we're around other people, he calls me sweetie or bae. If we're at home, he calls me by my first name or my maiden name. If I lean over to kiss him at home, he tells me to stop with all of the mushy stuff. But the minute we're out with friends, his hands are all over me. So I guess you're asking why I'm worried if he does public displays of affection. It bothers me because it's so different at home. I have sex whenever he wants to have sex, but all of the romance is out of it. I have a 21-year-old son from a previous marriage. I have a 28-year-old son from a previous marriage, and he and my husband are close. My son told me that my husband advised him not to get married until he's 50 because it's downhill after that. I can't ask my husband what he meant by it because my son told me I better not say a word. I did have a talk with my husband about getting the spark back into our marriage, and he said he'd be happier if I stopped shopping. I told him to try again, because that's not going to happen. I told him we could stop going out to eat so much. He said he'd help me with all the cooking. So he has dinner ready throughout the week. We've had sloppy joes, hot dogs, cheesesteak sandwiches, and a lot of spaghetti lately. I can't keep doing that, but I also don't want him to feel like I'm not appreciative. The other night when we were out at a party, he told our friends that we have romantic dinners at home during the week. Compliments of him. How can he be so sweet? How can he be sweet when we're in public and tart when we're at home? Could this be a lull in our marriage or a phase that I don't know about? Please help. Well, you know, I think it's both. I think it's definitely a lull and a sign. He's not happy and you're not happy. The crazy part is that you talked to him about getting the spark back into your marriage, and what did he say? He said he'd be happier if you stopped shopping. He gave you the answer. You weren't trying to hear it. How can Steve and I help you if you already know the answer and you just refuse to do it? You said stopping shopping is not going to happen. You told him that when he said what he said. He's even compromising with you by helping you with the meals, but you completely dismissed what he said. So why did you even bother to ask him? I mean, do you really want a solution here? I mean, I love shopping like so many women, like most women. And most of the time, I don't even need the stuff I buy. But if it becomes a problem in my marriage, like it is in yours right now, I'm going to at least consider what he's saying. You won't even try. I mean, maybe he's worried about money, or maybe he's worried about the future and you're spending too much right now. There is talk of a recession. I'm sure you've heard that if you watch the news. So before you just shut him down entirely, I think you should try to communicate more with your husband to find out exactly what the problem is and work toward a solution in this. You don't want to lose everything. Maybe you guys need some therapy. Couples therapy, marriage therapy. Steve?
You know what? It's, these types of letters, it's just, you've been married for 9 years. This man is a trip. when you're around other people, you sweetie pie, honey bunch, love bug, all this here bae. You at home, he call you by your first name or your maiden name. So if your name is Diane and he call you Diane at home, what the hell he supposed to call?
Baby sugar.
Or your maiden name, Wilson. Wilson? Yeah, I'm finna tell you what's wrong with this. If I lean over to kiss him at home, tell stop all that mushy stuff. But the moment we out with our friends, his hands all over me. So the lady said, I guess you ask him, why am I worried about it if he always does public displays of affection? Well, she said it just bothered her because it's different at home. Now, here's the key in this letter. I have sex whenever he wants to have sex, but all of the romance is out of it. Yeah. All right, let's just stop here. You all don't like each other no more. That's all this is. Y'all just don't like each other no more. You love each other. That's why he has the public displays of affection. This is my wife. I love her. This is my girl. And he's putting on the show or a front. That's why when he tell people, we have romantic dinners at home, he cooking. But y'all don't like each other no more. And it's all because of money. I'm going to tell you something, ladies. And we're going to do a reenactment when we come back, where Shirley is going to ask me all types of questions. And I'm going to show you how a disgruntled husband answers any question she might ask. Caller can join in too. Any question at all. Any. I don't care what the question is. Any subject. Children, anything. But this is all about money. See, when a man feels disheartened watching money go out the door, It will affect the way he feels about you. Because he's equated his contribution to the marriage and his love for you with the money that he makes and brings in the house to provide. When he see it just going out the door, he thinks his provision portion is being taken for granted. Now, you may not like that answer, but that's what it is. And then when he told you he'd like it if you would shop less, you said, okay, give me something else, because that ain't going to happen. And then he goes right back to, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up and a reenactment on today's Strawberry Letter at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, is he sweet or tart? We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, is he sweet or tart?
Here's a man and who is a woman who thinks her husband is a trip. He's a sweetheart at home. And, I mean, he's a sweetheart in public, but at home, he calls her by her first name or her maiden name. She tried to lean over and kiss him. He said, go on, stop with all this mushy stuff. You know, he had a conversation with his son-in-law, stepson, who she has a 28-year-old son from a other marriage. They're close.
Really close.
They having a conversation one time. He tells her 28-year-old son, wait till you're 50 to get married, because it's all downhill after that. Then you won't know what he mean by that. It's self-explanatory. He's married to your ass and it's downhill. And he told your son, you want to say something to him, but your son told you, you better not say nothing to him about this. He just trying to pull your coat to the thing, Mom, that you are doing some things that's dissatisfactory to your husband. And your son done brought it to your attention. He didn't come in there and tell you that your husband was jacked up. He went there and said that he told him to wait till he was 50 before he got married, because it's all downhill after that. Now, why would he tell him that? That's because y'all are in a downhill marriage. It's going downhill. You asked him what was it about. He said he would like it better if you spent less money shopping. You said that ain't gonna happen. So what else you got? No, he told you what the problem is. And ladies, whether you like it or not, a man feels disheartened when the money that he makes is going out the door. And it seems like in a way or fashion that he has no say-so in. See, you personally shopping and all like that, he doesn't have a say-so in it. But y'all constantly needing more money. So then you said maybe y'all could quit eating out as much. He said okay. So now he cooking at the house.
He's compromised.
You know, he treats you good in public, but at home, he ain't gonna be fronting at the house because you at the house tripping. It's about this money. Now, this runs over into everything. So now he done told your son, wait till he's 50. Your son came and told you and then told you not to tell him. And now you still want to know what's wrong. You what's wrong? Why you what part you not listening to? Everybody told you. So now let's do a reenactment. This is a disgruntled husband at home. And no matter what you bring up, because we at home now talking. These are the types of responses from a disgruntled husband. This has not been rehearsed. Shirley can ask me anything.
Honey, does it sound like rain out there? Is it raining tonight?
Better hope it don't rain on this roof, because you know we're going to have some holes in it because we ain't been able to get them roof repaired because we ain't got no money for all that. So you better hope it don't rain in here. That's why we had a leak last time.
What? Wow, is right. Honey, what do you think about breakfast tomorrow? You want pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes? Waffles?
Yeah. Yeah. Or you want biscuits? Maybe you want biscuits.
Whoa. Didn't we say we was going to start having spending dinners at home?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Oh, now you want to eat in the morning? Girl, you just letting this money get away from us. I don't know what you think going on.
Oh, you are disgruntled. Honey, did you take the garbage out? You know, they collect it tomorrow. They pick it up.
Take the garbage out?
Yeah.
We ain't got no more money for no more garbage cans.
What?
You know how much garbage cans cost? Who the hell got money for a garbage can now? Garbage can.
Wow, you're just
Yeah, Carla.
All right, honey. Can we plan the Easter egg hunt for the kids in the neighborhood?
So egg hunt? You better paint these damn potatoes. You know what eggs cost now? Egg is $9 a gallon. $9 a damn dozen. We're not finna have no Easter egg hunt. I'm with you, him right now. Hey, I tell you what you can hunt for. You can hunt for Easter egg candy. We have jelly bean hunt this year. We have jelly bean hunt. But what we not finna do is, we not finna die no damn eggs up in here.
So that's a no, man.
That's a hard no. Matter of fact, I don't even know why they have an Easter this year.
Well, honey, what are we going to watch on TV tonight? Severance. You heard about that? It looks
Wait
good.
A minute. What, that's on Apple TV?
Yeah, it's on one of the streaming services.
Streaming?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You talking something with a monthly subscription?
Yes. Yeah.
Girl, bye. Get on in here, watch this CNN and learn what's going on. We need to be watching CNN, wait to find out when the egg gonna go down. That's what we need to be in here doing. You don't need to spend no more damn money. What else?
Can we go on a double date with that couple that just moved in next door and they want to go to this new 5-star restaurant?
Hell no. We need to get to know these people better. You don't go 5-star with somebody you just met. We might not even like these people right here.
Honey,
no, they can come over and get some of these pork and beans I done made and spaghetti this evening.
Come on.
You want to take a plate over there? Could we not take a plate over there? We just said we wasn't going out to dinner no damn more.
Today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.